This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we conclude the message we began on Monday with a story of Rosie Ruiz. Remember the woman who ran in the Boston Marathon, who crossed the finish line, but unfortunately she didn't run the race as she was supposed to run the race. It's an interesting story. We close with a similar story that has a powerful punch or message to it as well. As we continue this message and conclude the message from 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27, where Paul says, run the race, cross the line to be with the Lord forever. God bless you as you listen. Our website, of course, crosshope.org. I began talking about Rosie Ruiz. I'm going to talk about a similar person, but a totally different outcome. The year before, Rosie Ruiz was in her race at the Boston Marathon and the New York Marathon. On television, there was a made-for-TV movie that starred Joanne Woodward. Joanne Woodward is the wife of Paul Newman. The movie was called See How She Runs, based on a true story. In the story, Joanne Woodward plays a 40-year-old divorced teacher from Boston who decides to become a jogger and eventually enters the 26-mile Boston Marathon. To finish the race became her goal, and in spite of problems and difficulties in doing so, she did not lose sight of her goal. The day of the race came, and she faced her ultimate test. As she ran, huge blisters developed on her feet. She was hit and injured by a bicycle, and several miles short of the finish line found her utterly exhausted, yet she kept going. Then, within a few hundred yards of the finish line, late at night, when most of the other runners had either finished or dropped out, she fell and lay flat on her face, too tired to raise her head. But her friends had put up a crude tape across the finish line that had already been taken down earlier that day. And the friends put out the tape and began to cheer her on. She lifted her head with great effort, saw the tape, and realized her goal was within sight. With a supreme effort, she got up on her bruised and bleeding feet, and in a burst of energy, dredged up from deep inside her soul, she ran the last few yards. She had kept her eyes on the goal, and for the joy of finishing, she endured. She endured. I tell that for this reason. That is a parable of what your life and my life is to be like. It's not about winning the race, it's about finishing the race. It's not about you, it's about fixing your eyes on Jesus, Hebrews says, the author and the finisher of your faith. And it's not about the race, ultimately. It's not about us, it's about the Christ that we focus upon. Someday, you and I will stand before the Lord. And the greatest comment that could be made is not, you were a great achiever. Boy, you were successful in what you did. You were a spiritual giant. That's not the greatest thing that could be said about you. Is just to hear the Lord say, welcome home, faithful servant. Welcome home, faithful servant. You crossed the line and you ran the race. Welcome home. Decide today that you're going to recognize that you're in the race and all the runners run. Everybody participates. Decide today that we have a goal and it's not just heaven, it's to reproduce Jesus Christ in our lives. Decide today that the race lasts all of our lives, not for a few years or even a few decades, all of our life, and to realize that we are to focus our lives on Christ, the author and finisher of our faith.
Well, I really mean this when I say I hope this message spoke to you in a powerful, personal way. Our website is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at it today, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.